أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained how a mu'min should explain his iman and what he brings our iman on, the righteous kitabs which Allah Ta'ala had revealed, and in their right content he has full iman on all of that which was given to every Nabi, and that we do not differentiate between any Nabi, that we believe in this Nabi and we don't believe in that Nabi. We believe in every Nabi of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, though amongst them they have got different status. But as far as believing in them, we believe in all the Nabis, and that is also a great distinguishing factor of this Ummah, that we believe in all the Anbiya, particularly the main Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whereas the other people, Jews, Christians, they believe in some, they speak very ill of others in the Bible, Torah. Very evil things are written about the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and they don't believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in this way we have believed, and wa nahnu lahu muslimun, we have submitted fully and totally to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, when that is the case, so say to the Ahl al-Kitab, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. Allah says, so agar wo bhi iman lawe, jis tarah par tum iman lae, hidayat paayi unhone bhi. If these people, the Jews, Christians, any person, if they also bring iman, as you have brought iman, that is the Muslim people, the correct iman, then they will be also on the right path. There is no differentiation between any person, and nobody has got family, lineage and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Whoever will correct his iman, whoever he is, the man or woman, rich or poor, black or white, whoever it might be, whoever will bring iman correctly, and Allah explained that iman in the previous ayat, then those people will also be on hidayat. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and kind that a person his whole life he could have been making kufr and shirk. But now he brings iman, immediately that whole kufr shirk of his whole lifetime is wiped out, and Allah Ta'ala accepts that iman. So a person should hasten towards correcting his iman. Today is a time when we as Muslims also have to make sure that our iman is correct. We are Muslims. Those of us who think and like to think that we are practicing Muslims, we might well be practicing Islam, but is our iman correct? It has been tested very much to the core with regard to this virus, with regard to the Taliban coming in power, with regard to all this medication, etc. Our iman has been tested to see whether we believe in Allah and the commandments of Allah, or whether we believe in man-made laws and we follow man-made laws. So we also have to check ourselves. Those who brought iman correctly, Allah declares they have also found hidayat. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا or other phir jawe, and if they, whoever turns away and don't bring this iman, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, to phir wahi hai zid par, then these are those people who are obstinate, those people who are stubborn and don't want to accept the clear truth. The truth of the matter, Allah Ta'ala brought us into existence. We didn't come into existence ourselves. Nobody else brought us into existence. Nobody can die of his own accord or of any other cause but by the will of Allah. These causes which we speak about are just outward causes, but the reality is only by Allah Ta'ala. We are living here, or it is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. A person who believes in that, that person will find contentment in his heart. And a person who he does not believe, he will be all the time in at war with himself. A civil war will be taking place within himself. Because Allah has put the reality of Iman into every person, and we are covering it up when we don't believe correctly. So we are that civil war takes place within a person himself. And for these people, Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. So ab kaafi hai tere taraf se unko Allah. And those who don't believe, don't worry so much about them. You make your effort of giving, of the, that they bring Iman and they accept the truth. The adhans are taking place. There are Muslim people everywhere who are dressed like Muslims. All this is clear da'wat. The masjids are everywhere. This is all clear da'wat of Islam. But if still they don't believe and they don't accept, then remember Allah will sort them out. And that is exactly what happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went through difficulties and hardships in Makkah Sharif. Then in Medina also. And the Jews and Christians and all the polytheists, all the idol worshippers were causing endless grief to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the cause of haq and truth. But Allah had already told, Allah will sort them out. You carry on doing what you have to do. And this is a very important matter. We are more worried what they are saying and what they are doing, instead of correcting ourselves. And instead of making ourselves better Muslims and make our contact with Allah correctly. If we do that, we don't have to sort them out. Allah will sort them out. So the chief opponents, especially the Jews, the Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza were killed finally. Banu Nadir were all exiled. And all their riches and all their forts and wealth and whatever they had all fell to the lot of the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala gave it to the Muslims when Muslims did their work of doing deen's work, of bringing deen in their lives. Today we are more worried of what they are criticizing us and what remarks they are passing, and we are giving the answers in our circles which hardly reach them. If we correct our lives and we make our connection with Allah correct, Allah Ta'ala will sort them out. This is on the broader scale of the whole ummah. And even individually, whoever has got a problem, even if it is a husband-wife problem, if the husband sorts himself out with Allah, Allah will make his matter correct with his wife. If the wife corrects her matters with Allah, Allah will correct her matters with her husband. Basically, we have to correct our matters with our Creator, with Allah. Then Allah will correct the matters with the creation, whoever it is, whether it is our neighbors, whether they are merchants, whether they are customers, whoever it is, we must see that we correct our matter with Allah. And then Allah will correct our matters with the creation. Allah Ta'ala is there sufficient for all. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. اور وہی ہے سننے والا جاننے والا. And Allah is the all-hearing. Whatever you are talking, whatever plans you are making, Allah Ta'ala is listening to that all. And Allah Ta'ala, whatever your intentions are, and Allah is alim bima fi sudur, whatever is in the hearts, Allah Ta'ala knows that. How sincere a person can be, how much his sincerity is, Allah Ta'ala knows that. Many times in these problems we try and put a picture that we are doing nothing wrong. The other party is doing all the wrong things. Allah knows exactly how much wrong we are doing and who is right and who is wrong. We give an impression that we want the right to happen. Like for example, a wedding is taking place in the family and there are a lot of wrong things that are involved in there. We are at the hall where there is photography, videoing, music, intermingling of the sexes. When we speak to any two sides, the man or the woman, they say the man wants this. If you speak to the man, they say the woman wants all this. Allah knows exactly who wants what. Who is guilty and they want all those funny things to happen, Allah knows properly. With regard to our children, we say they are not listening, they want to go to university. The children say, my parents are forcing me to go. Allah knows exactly who is speaking the truth and what is in the heart. So nobody can deceive Allah Ta'ala in any way. We can try and deceive other people, or we can be deceiving ourselves. And that is the height of foolishness, that a person deceives himself also. We do the wrong things and we are deceiving ourselves that I can't help it, etc. Allah knows everything. Allah is Sami'. Whatever we are talking privately, we are two-faced. One side we speak something, on the other side we speak and something else. Allah is hearing all what we are saying. We are showing we are loyal this side, and when we are on the other side, we show our disloyalty to that side and our loyalty to the other side. We are two-faced. Allah Ta'ala is listening to everything what we are saying, and He is fully aware what is in the crevices of our heart. And Allah wants to see the sincerity in our heart, with that we want really Islam to flourish. Then Allah does it Himself accordingly, and Allah brings it about. But when we ourselves are not sincere, then Allah does not care also. He leaves us to ourselves, that you sort yourselves out. So we have to be sincere. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that whoever will bring the correct iman, whenever in his life, he will have found guidance. And if we don't, then Allah will sort those people out. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is above everything. Allah's knowledge is above everything. May Allah all guide us to righteousness and be sincere to ourselves, sincere to Allah, sincere for our qabr and our akhirat, and then our matters will be corrected automatically. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.